Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Know-How is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
This episode of Know-How is brought to you by Bespoke Post, a product subscription club for men. Bespoke's monthly box of awesome keeps you up on the latest in food, drink, fashion, and more. For 20% off your first box, go to BespokePost.com/twit. Terrified that your phone might fall into the hands of evildoers? Today you'll know how to secure your smartphone. Welcome to Know How. I'm Aya Zaktar, and this is the show where we give you a fun how-to project. And I know you heard the tease. You're like, securing my smartphone. That doesn't sound fun at all. And I'm not terrified of evildoers taking my phone. You know, you never really plan to lose your phone. So I got to tell you guys a story, and that's what we're going to be doing this episode. We're going to secure our phones because this is my phone. This is what happens to a smartphone after it falls from the sky, from a roller coaster, out of a loose pair of shorts. So what you have is a completely shattered phone. And since I do this show, I keep my phone unlocked, like an idiot. And I also had my LastPass all ready to go because I was constantly putting new ROMs on this. So I wanted to have all my passwords on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. Yeah, pretty brilliant. So I got really lucky because the security staff at Six Flags found my phone underneath a roller coaster in a restricted area. I didn't just lose the phone. Thankfully, it was right there. So I got to recover it. Now, you're probably not going to be as lucky as me. This is lucky, by the way. So imagine this is the good part of what happens to you. So today, we're going to actually talk about what you should do to make sure that if you lose your phone, don't plan on losing your phone because it's going to happen, that nobody can get into it and, I don't know, access your bank accounts, order stuff on Amazon, maybe even find where you live. You probably don't want that on there. So it's a good thing I got my phone back. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to ask you guys. As I asked this earlier this week on Twitter. We went to the know-it-alls. Wanted to find out what you guys do. If you follow Shannon on Twitter, she's our producer on BYB and Know-How, actually. She's at Snubs. You follow me, at Ayaz. We asked you guys, what's the first thing you should do when you lose your phone? Now, Ken Clench wrote in. He says, step one, curse. Step two, curse louder. Step three, change iCloud password. That's brilliant right there. I think I did most of that there. Then Rob wrote in saying, call your network and get the device and SIM registered as stolen so it can't be used. That's also another brilliant tip. Bill Meek says, if it's an Android device, change your Google password because you know everything is tied to Google, especially if you have an Android phone. Go do that. And Eric Fatty Emo Kid wrote in saying, have your roommate call the phone to see if there's a good Samaritan on the other end while you're on hold with the phone company. That's another thing. You want to just call, see if you can get it. I know I called my phone a number of times to see if somebody would pick it up. So at least, you know, if somebody who has it, they could be like, oh, you seem to have dropped your shattered phone. Do you want to return it? So one of the first things you can do, by the way, for either phone, iOS or Android, you can put up a little piece of wallpaper on your lock screen that says, if lost, return to. Now, my phone didn't have that either, so I had to fill out a form. And if you still see the shattered screen, it actually has a sticker on it. It says 728. That's the day I lost it. So they actually found it, and they marked it at Six Flags. So that's how it was identified. And thankfully, it had this bizarre little this promotional thing on the back so I could actually identify the phone. So you don't want to have – don't be me is the key there. So let's talk about iOS devices and how to lock them down. I'm going to show you how to do that on an iPad because it's going to be the same on an iPhone. First thing you want to do, go into your settings. The weird thing is that to put in a passcode, it's not under privacy. If you go into privacy, it's got location services and stuff. It's under general. What you want to have here is you're going to add in a passcode lock. So you're going to turn on a passcode, pretty simple. This allows you to have a 4-digit passcode. Think of something good. For this demo, I'm going to do this, 0000. Please don't do that for real because that's a really stupid pin. So we wait there. Now, what this does is when this device is off, we're going to be met with a screen that says, hey, give me your PIN because I'm not going to actually use the device, or I'm going to let you use the device until it's unlocked. So that's going to lock people out from the very beginning. Again, my phone didn't have that, so anybody could get in at any time. Swipe to unlock is not enough security. Go turn on the passcode. If you think that's not enough, you can go into the passcode settings. Let's go into simple passcode. Right now, a simple passcode is a 4-digit PIN. We can turn that off. This sounds counterintuitive. Turn off simple passcode, put in your old passcode, and then you're greeted with a keyboard where you can actually type in a much more complex thing. So like complex password or whatever, right? You can do that. That way, it's a little bit harder. People don't have to guess a 4-digit number, maybe like 4 digits of your birthday or something like that. You'll have a harder passcode so people can't break into your device as easily. So that's a really simple way, at least at the beginning of the device, when somebody grabs it and they're like, oh, I'm going to use this device. See, if I turn this on, I don't know if this shows up in mirroring, does it? It does. I'll be hit with this passcode. And if I don't know it, like, oh, no, wrong passcode, can't get in, people can't access my device, and that's pretty important. Let's try that again. There's also the option, if you trust yourself, to never forget your passcode, never forget your PIN, you can have your device actually get wiped out after 10 incorrect PIN attempts. So if you go into passcode lock, 000, what you could do, there's an option right here at the very bottom. It says erase data on this iPad after 10 failed passcode attempts. You can turn that on. So if you lose your device and somebody's trying to break in and they do this 10 times, what's going to happen is your device is going to get wiped out. So if you have your LastPass in there, Amazon, wherever else that's actually attached, maybe even your iCloud account has your credit card, your device gets wiped. That way you're safe and you don't have to worry about changing all your passwords, calling up your credit card companies, and freaking the heck out like I was. So we'll get rid of that there. If you want to actually locate your device, there's also the built-in, actually, no, it's not built-in. It's an optional application from Apple. I don't know why it's optional, but you can go to the iTunes store and go get Find My iPhone. It's free. You download it, and what it lets you do is it lets you find your device on a map. Pretty simple. The other thing it lets you do is you can remotely wipe it. So if it does go to somebody else and you see, hey, why is my iDevice going to Albuquerque, New Mexico when I'm still in California? You can actually send a signal to your iDevice and have it erased. One less thing for you to worry about. Yes, you're out of a device, but at least your information is secure. You've got a secured iDevice. This works for iOS devices in general. If it's got GPS like this Verizon iPad here, you can actually get it nice and wiped. And that's free, by the way. So these are the free, simple ways that are built in from Apple that you can get to put in these security measures. Before we go to Android, which is my phone of choice at these days, let's go stop and thank our friends at Bespoke Post. Now, Bespoke Post is making this episode possible, so let's thank them for that. So Bespoke Post, this is a box of awesome. Now what it is, it's a product subscription club for men. Bespoke's monthly box of awesome keeps you up on the latest in food, drink, fashion, and more. For 20% off your first box, go to bespokepost.com/twit. Now, here's how this works. Okay, so every month you get a box. You look at this box right here, it says Bespoke Post on the side, box of awesome. Okay, if you open up, and this particular one, this is the cue. There's a card that actually tells you what's inside of it, actually gives you instructions. Now, Bespoke Post is a product subscription service for men. Each month, Bespoke Post sends you an exclusive package of products ranging from gadgets to accessories and more. BespokePost.com/twit. Sign up. You get 20% off your first month of your subscription. Again, at BespokePost.com/twit. Now, again, this is a subscription club, all right? You're paying $45 a month. You get to get a box like this. They guarantee that the stuff you get here is worth more than the $45 you're paying. In this case, this is the cue. Like I said, you got directions explaining stuff. This is all about barbecuing. So if you can't smell this on the recording, which is unfortunate, but we've got some really fancy mustard. You're like, oh, mustard, that's good. All right. We've got some scooping ketchup, so good that Leo Laporte ordered a case of the ketchup because you're being introduced to a whole bunch of stuff. Because Bespoke Post, what they do, they actually go out and they scour the world for all kinds of amazing things. So if you're talking about like a shaving kit or a poker kit, you know, the stuff you're supposed to have as a man, you're supposed to be, you grow up and you're like, oh, well, I need to have certain really cool items. Bespoke Post is going to do all that work for you. And here, you're going to learn how to barbecue if you want to. So this is a whole spice from Napa. I want to cook right now. I don't know how to actually barbecue properly, but that's a good thing there's instructions here as well. And at the bottom, I'm trying to get my hands into here. If you're good at barbecuing or bad at barbecuing, you could learn how to barbecue properly with flavored woods. You got cedar, hickory, and you can actually have that smell right in the food. It's pretty darn cool right there. Past boxes have included coffee kits, cocktail sets, shaving kits, more. Like I said, $45 a box, free shipping, and easy returns. The retail value of the box is always far above the monthly subscription cost. And at the beginning of each month, they let members know their limited edition selection, and you can opt out and not be charged for that month's box if you don't want it. Let's say somebody's got a birthday, like Brian Burnett over there, or TD's got a birthday. This makes a great gift for any man in your life. A one-month gift is $45, 3 months, $135, half a year, $270. If you've got a hard time shopping for the guy's got everything, this is the solution. If you're interested, visit Bespoke Post at bespokepost.com/twit, and you will receive 20% off your first box. Let's move on. We thank Bespoke Post for their sponsorship of Know How. I need a barbecue kit. I need a grill. I move this stuff off. Excuse me. Shall we go and talk about Android? Let's talk about Android, because Android is my buddy. That's what I got right here. This is my Android phone. And what I want to do with Android is the same thing, same exact things we were talking about when it came to our iOS device. We want to lock it down. Like I mentioned before, my Android device, this shattered little guy, had no passcode, no nothing. So it operated like this. Simple swipe, and there you go. There's all my email. There's everything you can access. That's a problem. So in this version, this is a Samsung Galaxy S4. If you have a stock Android, you might have a different experience. To actually secure this, to put a passcode into this, you have to go into lock screen. So that's actually in settings, my device, lock screen, screen lock. So there's a lot of little ways to get in here. And if you're getting lost right now, you're like, hey, where is that in my Android device? We have show notes at twit.tv/KH. All the notes you need explaining everything there is. On the Samsung device, it actually explains the different types of security you can have here. We've got swipe, which is no security. Face unlock, because Android, the latest version, can look at your face and determine whether you're alive or not. Face and voice, low security. A pattern, a PIN, and a password. We're going to put in a pattern right now. It's a medium security measure. Now, be aware of something. Your finger grease can betray you. So let's say you're like, I'm a big Zorro fan. I'm going to put a Z and hit continue. I'll do it again. Confirm. Now what happens is they want to have a backup PIN. We'll put up a backup PIN temporarily. Confirm your PIN in case your pattern fails. If you can see on this screen, I don't know if you can see that, that's coming through. I guess the live audience could probably see it. There's finger grease on this, like a Z, like that. I can't really see it. But anyway, they're actually it's visible to the eye. And if that is seen by somebody else, they can figure out your pattern. Now, the motion needs to be the exact same way. But if they see, you know, smudge, 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 and a Z, they're probably going to figure that that's your passcode. So do yourself a favor. Get a stronger passcode than that. So we'll do that and screw that up right there. There we go. So that's a simple way to set up your passwords. Make sure you have that set because, again, you have everything attached easily. If you want to be really secure, you can always encrypt everything. In the S4, you go into the more settings, security, you can encrypt your device. So when your phone is powered off, when your phone is powered back on from an off state, what happens is it requires a password. If somebody doesn't have that password, they can't get to the device. They use a USB dongle on this, or they use a USB to get the content off of it. It's going to be encrypted. There's nothing they can do with the data. You can do that on this device. It takes about an hour to actually encrypt the entirety of it. I would suggest doing that if you like to be secure. Not a bad idea. It's always a good option to have. If you want to find your device, kind of like the Apple Find My iPhone, there's the Android Device Manager. This isn't brand new. This is something Google's had for a while, but it's just recently been rolled out to Android 2.2 and higher. So if you've got pretty much any Android phone that's existed in the past, I don't know, 2 to 3 years, there's a good chance it actually works on your device. And what Android Device Manager does is the same kind of thing as Find My iPhone. You'll see your phone on a map. So if you look at my screen, you'll see that we're at Keller. That's where Twit Studios are located. You can zoom in and show you the amazing right there. Now, by default, you can see that we have two options. I can ring the device or I can erase the device, but this is grayed out. If you see here, there's instructions. To enable erase device, you must enable factory reset on your device and tells you how to do that. All you gotta do is go to your phone, unlock your phone, and then you're gonna go into your Google settings. Go into the Google Settings app and then go into Android Device Manager. You're gonna click that. Now you have to say allow remote factory reset. Now it's telling you all the permissions you have to give it. Hit activate. And now if I wanted to, and I'm not going to as a demo because this is my phone right now, I will have the option of erasing that device if it goes anywhere else. So you can see on the Android Device Manager right now, it's registering all the changes. I should be able to erase the device from here. The Ring My device, by the way, is actually a really good thing if you lose it in the house. Because for 5 minutes, your phone's going to ring, even if it's on silent. Now, it worked really well with my S4 and S3. We had trouble with an HTC Incredible. It wasn't ringing right away. Not sure why that was. So it might vary. Test it out if you can. Again, it's free, and it's available from Google. I really highly recommend it. But again, you have to do the work ahead of time. There are certain other applications that I've seen, like Android Lost, that says that you can push the app via the Google Play Store, and then theoretically you could activate it by sending it a text. Then you could remotely wipe the device. So in case you already lost the phone and do that, I've tested it out, and I haven't had a lot of success with it. If you guys have, you send us an email at knowhow@twit.tv, or you could always check us out on Google+, gplus.to/twitkh, or send us a tweet at, well, use the hashtag twitkh. That's always the best way to get a hold of us. So that's the way to lock down your devices. So at least when you're me and they fall out of your pockets, although this is pretty hard to fall out of a pocket, if they fall out of your pockets, at least somebody can't get into your device right away. But there's always one more thing that people do with their phones. They love taking pictures. So we're going to give you one more quick tip about what to do when it comes to your phone. Oh, hi there. You see, I have my phone in my hand because I wanted to share a little quick tip with you guys. You know, when you lose your phone, that's a horrible experience, but a lot of people use their phones as their primary camera. I'm a guy who likes to do that. I look at my phones, make sure they have good cameras. This here is a Galaxy S4, 12-megapixel camera, so I can take great photos with this thing. Even my iPad has a camera. Take lots of photos with that, too. Yes, I'm that guy. Not at concerts, but I do have photos on my iPad. The thing is that the device goes missing, or it's just broken or something. I want to make sure I can get my photos off of it. So what I suggest you guys do is try a number of free solutions. I use Dropbox. You could use it on your phone. And what Dropbox lets you do, it's kind of a new function. You go to your Dropbox settings, what you can do is you can turn on camera upload. Now what that's going to do is it's going to upload every photo and video you have to a folder called camera upload. And since I have the T-Mobile unlimited plan, I'm going to make sure that my stuff is always being backed up. Now, obviously, if you have a data cap, this could use up a lot of space. But if you have an unlimited plan, use all that data for that. Now, what you're going to have is all of your photos in Dropbox. Even if I lose this phone, I'm going to get my photos back. I'm also a fan of using Pogo Plug. Dropbox is great, but you only get 2 gigabytes for free. So if you have a Pogo Plug at home, we talked about that way back in episode 1. Now, what a Pogo Plug is this little home server you have, and you attach a hard drive to it, and what you can do is you can upload your files right to it. Pogo Plug also has automatic camera upload as well. So what you do is you go into your device. If you go into your Pogo Plug settings, so you open up the app, you go into your settings, go into settings here. Now, you'll see backup. You can back up your camera roll to your Pogo Plug at home. And the thing about Pogo Plug that's awesome, because it's your drive at home, you're only limited by the space you have at home. So you can select your default destination. You can choose with Echoes. I suggest uploading originals. I always like having my originals. You can have smaller versions uploaded, but the real thing is you want to get the most pixels. I suggest using upload originals there. This is only going to do it on Wi-Fi because this thing does have a data limit. But if you never want to lose a photo, Wi-Fi and cellular. That way this thing will always be uploading whatever photo I take. And you can also back up your contacts with this. So this is very helpful in general because it's going to be uploaded to my hard drive at home. So that's 2 really quick ways to back up all your stuff. There's also options from Google+. Google claims that it can do automatic uploads to Google+ in a private folder that nobody ever sees. I think the first time they did that, everything was public. So if you trust Google with that, go for it. There's also iOS's built-in photo stream that backs up to 1,000 photos. But Dropbox and PogoPlug, I find to be the best solutions for backing up all the photos you have automatically. You don't have to do anything. One caveat, though, PogoPlug and Dropbox, if your battery's weak, it might not upload because it needs to conserve battery. So you might have to turn off your battery settings or your power saving settings to get those things going. So now you guys know how to actually back up your photos automatically. You know, you can do that pretty much anywhere you're going. So, you know, I'm going to decide to back up things this way. It only takes a couple seconds. Do yourself a favor. Get peace of mind. Back up your photos. Bye, Brian. Yeah, these tips sound really simple. And I'm telling you, they sound like, oh, yeah, I'll do that someday. I'll do that someday. I'll do that someday. And I was the fool who didn't do that someday. So I'm definitely telling you guys, this is like, learn from my example of stupidity. Do yourself a favor. Take your phone, secure them down. Make sure you're backing up your photos. That was one of the things I was regretting right away. I'm like, I just took 5 photos. Now they're gone because the device is probably shattered. The battery's probably out. There's no way it's going to upload it. What was I thinking? So do yourself, just really go out there. If you're just sitting around, it's really simple. You can see how easy it is. Please do that. And if you have questions, you don't know what's going on, you're like, okay, you talk too fast. I don't know what you're saying. We need to slow you down. We're available for download. You know, twit.tv/KH. You can watch it in glorious high definition. You can also look at our show notes. We've got show notes on pretty much every episode. I think the first couple, they're pretty bad. But they get really good, really, after a while. I think the last one was somewhere around 900 words on how to turn your smartphone into a universal remote, because it's all laid out right there. We want to make sure you have all the information you could possibly have on how to do this. So if you were going to watch the video, you can watch the video. If you want to follow along with the notes, use the notes, because they really are helpful. And we also have links to other guides, so it's not just Twit content, it's other great content as well. If you've got your own ideas, and we've seen them, go to the Google Plus community at gplus.to/twitkh. I mentioned this again because we sometimes do some insider videos. Yesterday, there was a video shot of me fixing a television mount that decided to fail on me. That was fun. We put some cool videos up every now and then, and the community is almost 4,000 people strong, showing all kinds of things. Like, they have different ideas for book scanners. They've got different ideas how to set up your home theater components. Great stuff available at Google Plus. I highly recommend it over email, because these ideas, I think, should be shared. Definitely get those ideas out there. Very easy. If you've got a Google account, you're on Google Plus, you can leave your ideas there if you want to, or just ask questions. Folks are helping out each other all the time. Lots of different things available at Google Plus. There's always Twitter. If you write anything with the hashtag TwitKH, I've got a saved search. Always take a look at that. I've gotten a lot of show ideas from you guys that way. And of course, if you're like, social networking is for the birds, email. knowhow@twit.tv. Send us your ideas, your comments, your questions. We will respond. That's what I kind of do mostly on Thursdays. I'll send back some emails if possible. And that pretty much, I think, does it for us. Now that you know how to secure your phone, please go out and do it.